David, Susan, John, thank you. It seems that that divine creative force does have a great sense of humor. I worked hard all week and kind of had what I thought was the outline for my talk, and I was practicing it, and I was getting ready and everything, and I needed one more quote. And I knew it was there in the front of the Science of Mind, and I was flipping through looking for that quote. And I found something else that really nails my talk today, and it caused me to just about change the whole thing. When we are dealing with real life, with thoughts and impulses, emotions, etc., we are dealing with causation, with original cause, and we should be most careful how we deal with such powers and forces. In dealing with this subtle power of mind and spirit, we are dealing with a fluent force. It is forever taking form and forever deserting the form which it has taken. Thus, a practitioner of this science should not be confused over any given form, but should know that any form which is not of the original harmony is subject to change. The original spirit is harmony. It is beauty and truth and everything that goes with ultimate reality. The universe is not divided against itself. When we're dealing with life, with all of the things that we do, the effects that we live in, and I mean, waking up in the morning and going to work and doing the stuff that we do, we're dealing with causation because our thoughts, we know, are continually creating. And that those thoughts, we need to guard those. We need to be aware of what those thoughts are. In dealing with this subtle power of mind and spirit, we're dealing with a fluent force of forever taking form and forever deserving the form which it is taking. That's exactly what the sacred being is all about. The universe will not allow us to stay in one place for too long. The universe will move us as soon as we can learn the lessons that we need to. You talk about the practitioner of this kind, that doesn't mean a licensed practitioner. We're all practitioners of this kind because we all think and our thoughts are created. We are all practitioners. Not be confused over any given form, but to know that any form which is not in the original harmony is subject to change. That original spirit is harmony. It is beauty and truth. And everything that goes to the ultimate reality. I think that within all of us, we have a drive for connection with God. I don't think that we're really aware when we're consciously thinking, oh, I want to be closer to God. I think that we do feel we have a desire to experience more joy in our life, more peace, more abundance, prosperity, more all of the things that are the qualities of God, that peace, that beauty, all of the things that it was just talking about there, these are the qualities of God that we strive to achieve in our lives. And it is not because that God is part of within each of those worlds. But implementing change from where we are to where we want to be can be difficult. What if that old definition of insanity, I don't even remember who said it, but doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We do the same thing and expect a different result. And it doesn't work out that way. You can feel like those huge whale tankers, you know, that fill up the water and all these can hit the whole 48. Thank you.